If the pandemic has led you to take advantage of more time at home by reading as many books as you could find on the shelf or your tablet, you may be looking for some fresh fiction. That's where Michelle Malonzo of Changing Hands Bookstore comes in. She's here for our latest installment of the Page Turner series, and she's brought three options with her, two novels and one book of poetry. Michelle, let's begin with The Secret Lives of Church Ladies. What appealed to you about this novel?
I'm obsessed with this book. It was just nominated for the National Book Award, which is the Golden Globes in the book world. It's a collection of short stories of women who are very involved in the church, but struggling to reconcile their faith with their identity, with their gender, with their desire, with their sexuality. And they are such powerful stories that connect in extremely surprising ways. It is one of the most beautiful, I think, and tender stories or collections that really ties in faith and how we try to reconcile ourselves with that. I can't speak highly enough about it. Under the Radar book.
And if something is nominated for National Book Award, that would make me think this is not a niche. This is something that everyone could get something out of. Do you think this is something that any person in our lives could pick up? Or is there some maybe certain group of folks you think would get more out of it?
I think anyone should read this. I think faith is not easy, even for the most devout. And it is good to know what people, how people reconcile certain things, the struggles that they go through, to know that not every experience is the same.
Let's talk about Transcendent Kingdom. What is the premise of this one? And well, you're already excited about this one, so let's hear about why.
Transcendent Kingdom by Yaa Gyasi is a book everyone should read and everyone should give to someone to read. It starts off with this scientist in present day struggling with taking care of her elderly mother. And then it goes back in time to explain how the mother got to this point, how the daughter is reconciling sort of her past. And it's again, this thing of science versus faith. It deals with drug addiction. It deals with culture and identity. It is one of the most beautiful stories. It's a mother-daughter story. It's a story of love and courage and resilience. And if anyone read Homegoing, they should read this book 100%, Homegoing being her first. It is just, it is epic. And the way she writes, again, about reconciling your past with your present and seeing your parent as an individual with flaws and trauma and compassion is just beautiful.
It sounds as though Transcendent Kingdom and The Secret Lives of Church Ladies are books that when people sit down to read, whether on their tablet or they actually have the book in their hands, it sounds as though they should be prepared for a strong array of emotions. Sometimes people just pick up a book to lose themselves. This sounds like something that will really be affecting both of them.
Absolutely. You will feel a range of emotions just on one page. They get you right in the gut, and it is so powerful. I mean, both of the books had me just shook.
Let's move on to World of Wonders. That also sounds like a very complex, deep book. Tell us about that.
Oh, World of Wonders is a delight. It is by Amy Nezuko Mattil, and each chapter centers on something in nature, whether it's fireflies, the cactus wrens, whale sharks, and she ties in the history of these animals or plants with her memoir, with what it was like growing up biracial, what it was like traveling with her parents because they lived for a time in Arizona. So there's that local niche. And then they moved around a lot. But there is this underlying appreciation of the outside world. And I think we all need that a little bit more right now, seeing as how we feel so disconnected. And there's this phrase that this part in the book where she talks about, you know, if we just would look up, there's whole worlds. There's whole histories to all of the things around us. You know, what if we stopped looking at our phones and actually paid attention to the leaves as they turn on the tree, or the flowers when they're blooming on the saguaro, or when you're looking up the most bizarre of animals that she writes about, seeing them at a zoo, What are they? Why are they like that? And the illustrations are gorgeous. You just feel good with this book.
It sounds like it could also take the mind to a different place. As you mentioned, if we're thinking about getting away from our phones and actually appreciating what is around us.
100%. I mean, I step out after reading this book, I walk out my door and I look at the world around me differently. I try not to be as such a rush. I try to pay attention when I hear a bird singing to look and see where that bird is.
Michelle Malonzo is a buyer for Changing Hands Bookstore.